Thursday, June 22nd. Got into some Laird problems this morning because he's taken a public position now that he won't support SALT in the White House unless we get the defense budget, while the White House is saying that the two are not linked, but both are essential. This creates a lot of confusion in the public mind on the question of why we need more money for defense if we're disarming. So we're losing the argument regarding the second phase of SALT. Also, Laird went in for a $5 billion supplemental for intensified activity in Vietnam through December 1st without telling us or anybody at the White House. OMB thinks we should be going for September 30th money. So does the NSC, and then go for more later if necessary. We got into the parochial school thing today as we finally forced, by sheer weight of demanding, forced Ehrlichman and the domestic council people to come in with an OMB letter as the Catholic people had requested. We got it just in the nick of time before the president's meeting with Cardinal Kruhl. And so it all came out okay. Mills has told John Burns that he will not permit any extraneous amendments to the debt ceiling legislation, and that he'll hold the thing in conference right through expiration if necessary, and he will not take a Social Security increase. And he won't take a Social Security increase at all on any other bill unless it's funded, including for the last 6 months of this year, by an increase in taxes. This is basically good news. Question whether he'll really hang with it, though. Got into some discussion with the president on the platform. He wants to be sure that Ehrlichman puts a strong plank in on aid to parochial schools. Also, he feels that after Ehrlichman and the domestic council people have the platform worked out, it must be rewritten by some editors to get some zing into it. Sapphire, Buchanan, and so on should edit it up so it bites. Also, they should develop a short form with highlights of what we're for, what we're against. It frightens the president that the domestic council is writing it because he's afraid it won't be sharp and will be turgid. Also, he wants Price to get going on the acceptance speech and get it written right after the Democratic Convention, playing the theme of the president as strong, vigorous, and so on, while his challenger is weak and sappy, not in the speech, but the tone that we want to cover with other people. President had his press conference today in the Oval Office, and it went pretty well. He got a good range of questions, got in a lot of the kinds of answers he wanted, and cleaned up the things he felt he needed to clean up in order to be able to move to a TV press conference. So I think we're going to be in pretty good shape to get him to do one on television next week. He did get some action moving on food prices and saying that he would consider lifting quotas, and as a result of that, he has gotten the economic people really cranking now on trying to get some action going on the food price thing. So it will have worked out pretty well, I think. The Democratic headquarters break-in case took some good bounces today, the main one being that we got Judge Ritchie to handle a civil case. He's an Eisenhower judge. The Democrats made a mistake in their pleading because they made it impossible to have a Democratic judge because they filed a suit on behalf of all Democrats, so any Democratic judge would be a party to the suit. We also have learned that they can't trace the currency and that they have no case on Hunt and no warrant for him, so we seem to be in pretty good shape. They're going to continue to crank up the Cuban operation, move Liddy out of the line of fire, and get the FBI situation straightened out. So at the moment, at least, that looks to be in good shape. End of June 22nd.